Sounds great. Now back down to earth, because I have good news this week for lovers of muck and magic, because it seems that organic farming could actually be capable of producing enough food to feed the world. That's according to a study from a team of researchers led by Yvette Perfecto from the University of Michigan in the United States. Now what they've done is they've pulled together a huge amount of data on farming productivity from the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, or the FAO, and their findings fly in the face of what's widely believed is the fact that organic farming won't be a global solution to feeding the world.
Because it's just not productive enough.
Because
it's
extensive. That's the key to it. We're not talking about intensive farming methods. So maybe we just assume that organic farming is not going to work. But actually what they found is that in developed countries, organic farms can produce about 92% of the food that conventional farms can generate. But the really good news is that in developing countries, it could be up to actually 80% more food is produced on organic farms compared to conventional farming techniques.
But why should we have got it wrong? Why should we have thought it wasn't possible? And now you're saying that people think we can.
I think it's probably because we haven't looked carefully enough at the question. We have just, I think, maybe looked at small case studies and what they've done is taken a real global view in different countries as well, you know, not just on our own doorsteps, but globally. And I think, you know, looking more carefully and in more detail at the question, you come with maybe a different picture to the question we're looking at. You know, we don't know this for sure yet, but it's certainly an interesting possibility that...
So the bottom line is that we're going to have to say to farmers, you can't use all these chemicals because there's now scientific evidence that you can farm organically and as productively as existing methods.
Well, I mean, that's certainly one thing you can do.
Have some friends in the farming community out there, aren't
we? I think it's more a case that we can ride on the kind of popularity of organic farming, not only in this country, but it's something I think that's going to be really important in developing countries because they can produce their own fertilisers. I think the problem is they normally just can't afford the fertilisers and pesticides that we are using a lot in the developed world. And if small farms can produce more food and have more food security, that's got to be a good thing, surely.
Well, let's hope so. I guess we'll have to watch this space and find out whether or not the promise of organic really can pay off. Well, finally this week,